How's everybody doing today? Are you awake? Glad to be here? Well, we're glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. Ephesians chapter 4, principles for life change. Principles for life change, beginning in verse 21. If indeed you have heard him, that's Jesus, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in your spirit, in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. In other words, to be like God. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. We're talking about choices today. Virtually everyone has something in or about their life they would like to change. I want to ask you today, how much do you think about that one thing you'd most like to have changed? Do you think about it daily? Do you think about it weekly, monthly, or maybe just once in a while when you get frustrated? Do you ever wonder why that one thing doesn't change? Do you wonder if it can change? Or maybe do you think it can never change? You know, I think these are some views that people have about a change that we'd like to see in our life. The first one is this: I don't know how to make a change. Or, I know I need to change, but I don't want to. Others just assume that if you ask God, it just happens. And you're waiting for God to do it for you. You know, last week we talked about truth. And I want you to know the truth is that personal change is possible. But change requires making differences. If you're taking notes, and I hope you will, write this down. Personal change requires personal choice. This won't be on your screen. Personal change requires personal choice. Let me ask you a question, a couple of questions. Are you going to be any different? Are you going to be any different in 6 months? Are you going to be better a year from now? Are you going to be healthier, happier, stronger, or more mature? Are you going to be less in debt? Are you going to be more like God? More like God wants you to be? Are you going to be closer to God in 6 months than you are today? Well, the answer to those questions is this. It will only happen if you choose to change. Change doesn't come by accident. It's a choice. Now, we just read the scripture in Ephesians. And our focus today is on verse 22. Verse 22. Look at verse 22. He says that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which the old you, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. I want you to listen to the New Living Testament, how it said. Throw off your old evil nature and your former way of life, which is rotten through and through, full of lust and deception. Throw off your old nature. Your former way. Now let me ask you, do you think that God asks us to do something that is not possible for us to do? He doesn't. God never asks us to do something that's not possible. And here's the point. Here's the point. Change is available. You either choose or you refuse it. Change is available. You either choose it or you refuse it. You see, change requires making choices. It's not enough to dream or to just desire change. In order for change to come, you have to make a decision. You have to first choose to change. You see, when you come to Jesus, faith is a choice. It doesn't come by osmosis. You have to choose salvation. And by the way, that's the only part that you have in salvation, because Jesus did everything else to make it available to us. But we still have to choose it. And often people are waiting on God to change them. And the reality is God's waiting on them to get to the point where they say, "Yes, Lord, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to change." You see, change is a choice we make. But so many of us don't choose. Instead, we refuse. We refuse. Because we don't want to lose something. We don't want to lose something that's necessary for change. Why is that? Well, I tell you why it is. It's because the reality is, if there's no loss, there's no pain. If there's no loss, there's no pain. And see, we don't like pain. And when we lose something, or we have to lose something or let something go, it's painful. See, in order to gain, at times, it requires some pain. Gain what, you might ask? Well, freedom, for one thing. Physical freedom, emotional, and spiritual. It means giving up sin or bad habits that can cause pain for a time. But see, the gain, the freedom that comes with change far outweighs the pain. And we have to be willing to go through the pain of healing. Just as pain follows surgery, when you have surgery, a surgical procedure, so does healing. Healing. Pain comes with healing. But when it's done, it's better. I want you to hear just a brief testimony this morning about just what we're talking about. Choosing to change, making choices. And I've asked Karen to come and just share briefly from her life what that means. Is this on?
My Bible. Here. Don't worry, I'm not going to do a sermon.
You're right. Oh, you're not.
Well, my name is Karen Thompson, and I'm Leonard's wife. Anyway, I'm going to talk about the choices I made to change my health. My health was going downhill because I was eating emotionally. If there was something in my life that made me sad, that made me glad, or that I needed to change, I would eat because it made me feel better. Then I went to the doctor one day, and he told me I had type 2 diabetes. He said, "Your health has to change. You have to make a choice." Well, I made that choice. I decided that I did want to be healthy, that I didn't want to take any medication for my diabetes. And you know, I don't have to take medication. You know, we have to let God change us. We have to choose to let God change us. I had to change my diet. I had to change my whole thought pattern. I had to know that I needed to eat the right foods and exercise. And you know, that was a choice. And you know, God wanted me to do that. He wants us to be healthy, but He wants us to be healthy in our heart too. And we have to decide who we're going to serve. Are we going to serve mammon? Are we going to serve God? And I'm going to read a little scripture. This was the most important scripture to me. And I've got it memorized, but I'm going to read it. And it's Proverbs 3, 5, 6, 7, and 8. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. And that scripture spoke to me. So I made the choice to get healthy. Where we make the choice to let Jesus, to choose Jesus. And that's my testimony.
We either choose or we refuse, but change is available. You know, maybe I talked about physical, emotional, spiritual, different things there. Maybe it's an unhealthy relationship, or maybe it's just not the right one. And God has spoken to you. He's spoken to you about it, but that old nature, that old person causes you to refuse. Maybe it's not about ending it, but about changing it. You know, what I mean by that is allowing God to shape the relationship instead of the old nature that's full of lust and deceitfulness. Here's the point. Choose or refuse. If I don't want to, I won't. If I don't want to change, I won't. See, God's not going to come in and supernaturally overpower us. He gives us a will. He gives us a choice. If you don't want to change, you won't. He won't force you to do it, but you'll continue to experience the consequences of refusing. He still loves you. He still wants His best for you. But He allows you to choose or refuse to change. Turn just a couple pages forward to Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 13. You know, I said, change is available. We either choose or refuse. And some of you may disagree with that. You just say, well, I can't. I've tried. But it's available. And there's proof in God's Word. Philippians 2:13 says this, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for His good pleasure." That word will, both to will means desire, and to do means power. The New Living Testament says it like that. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. You see, Karen couldn't do it on her own, but He gave her the desire, and then He gave her the power, the ability, divinely, to do what pleases Him. And here's another truth. The truth is, change is available. Change is available. It is. It is. But we have to make intentional choices to grow, to mature in Christ. You know, there's no growth without change. There's no change without loss. And there's no loss without pain. But if you're going to grow, you're going to have to change. And that means letting go of some old things in order to take hold of new things. Let me give you another illustration. Most of us have seen the circus, at least on TV or something, where there's the trapeze, the high wire, the trapeze people, and they swing, and the guy's got on a trapeze over here, and he swings out, and he kicks out, and what he has, when they turn the other trapeze loose, he has to time it, and see, he has to turn, and he has to let go of this one and grab that swing to go the other way, doesn't he? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, here's what we do. What happens if he hangs on to here and he grabs that one and he hangs on to that one? He's stuck, and there he hangs, right? That's where a lot of us are. That's where a lot of us are. We won't let go of the old in order to take hold of the new. And we get stuck. We refuse. instead of choosing. See, he has to choose to let go of this swing at the right time and reach for that one. And if he refuses, he either swings back the same way, or if he grabs and doesn't let go, then he's stuck. And we get stuck all the time because we don't choose. We refuse change in our lives. There's men in here right now that are refusing to change. Yes, there's ladies too, but I'm talking to the men right now. This is, the Lord said, speak specifically to the men. There's men sitting here that refuse to choose, refuse to change. And it's costing you. You're stuck. You're stuck in your relationships. You're stuck in your marriage. You're stuck in your work. You're stuck in probably sin for some. And God says, it's available. It's available. You can choose. Stop refusing. Choose. You know, all of us and the ladies, now I'm talking to you, I know. We all have closets that we keep our clothes in. If you're my wife, you have three. At least. I love you, dear. We have closets where we keep our clothes. And that's where we store what we wear. But you see, there's another closet. There's another closet that all of us have, men and women. And it's the most critical closet in our life. And it's our secret closet. It's our heart. Our closet, the heart. It's where we store what we wear. It's where we store what we wear, the closet of our heart. It's that secret closet that we don't want anybody to get into, to see into. But you know what? Everybody sees it because we wear what's in that closet on the outside. We wear what we store in our heart. It's worn on our outlook. In our outlook, it's worn in our attitude. It's worn in our thinking. It's worn in our emotions. It's worn in our physical being and our spiritual conduct. And what's stored in the closet of our heart is also worn in our relationships. We wear it in our relationships. The word we're focused on today says, throw off your old evil nature, your former way of life, which is rotten through and through, full of lust and deception. Deception's a horrible thing, because when people are deceived, they don't know it. And if they don't let anybody help them with it, especially the Holy Spirit, then they just stay in that deception. He says, throw it off. It's possible. He's telling us to throw off the old way. The Bible says, when we come to Christ, behold, the old is gone, the new has come. In other words, what he's saying in Scripture is, choose to clean out the closet, the secret closet, the closet we don't let anybody into. Clean out the closet. Stop wearing the same clothes. Change clothes. Choose to change physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I know what you're saying, but how, Pastor? How do I choose to change? I told you we were going to wear this out during this series. Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. Go back to the left in your Bibles. Romans chapter 2. Or 12, sorry. Romans 12. Romans 12, 2 says this. You ready? And do not be conformed to this world. You see, that's what happens to our hearts. We get conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We're going to talk about that next week. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. That's how you change, you clean the closet out. Quit conforming to the way of the world. Quit conforming to the things you see on TV or on billboards or on Facebook or that people say to you or tell you that's not truth. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how do you renew your mind? It's right here. Right here. If you read this, it'll get in the closet. If you read this enough and you seek it enough, it'll get in the closet and it'll clean the closet. God's Word. And here's our point. Here's the point. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. Choose to change what's in the closet. Choose to change what's in the closet, the secret closet. Stop wearing the same thing over and over again. Stop wearing the same thing over and over again. Stop refusing to change. You see, God says change is available. How? Why? Because God says, I created change. I changed you when I came into your life. When I come into your life, you're changed. And I don't stop there. I continue to change your life. Let's pray together. There's some folks here that God's speaking directly to you today. The question is, are you going to choose or are you going to refuse? Are you going to continue to refuse to change those things or that one thing that you know He's telling you to change? Choice, and it's our choice. We choose or refuse. The altar's open. If you need someone to pray with you, there's be people available to pray with you. But you need to choose or refuse today. What is it God's speaking to you about? If you need to clean the closet, maybe you want to come and kneel before the Lord today and just empty some stuff out of that secret closet. Whatever He's saying to you today, do it. Respond to Him. Don't respond to me. Respond to the Holy Spirit. He's tugging at your heart. Respond today. You have to lose something to gain something. Are you willing? Are you willing to go through the pain of healing in order to gain something? Healing is not near as painful as staying where you're at, staying stuck. What is it God's speaking to your heart today? You respond to Him. today. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that speaks to our spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you speak truth to us. And I pray, Lord, today we've not only heard your truth with our ears, but we receive your truth with our hearts. God, you love us so much. You love us too much to leave us the way we are. Your desire is to transform us into your image more and more each day. And yes, sometimes we take one step forward and two back, but you still have your hand out, pulling us, reaching for us to pull us forward. So God, we thank you that you're a gracious God, a loving God, a just God. We thank you that you don't take our circumstances or our consequences of choices away, but yet you walk us through those consequences because you give us the choice to choose or to refuse. So God, today I pray that when you speak to us, we wouldn't refuse to hear you. We wouldn't refuse to respond. Even in the days ahead, Father, as you speak to us, help us to choose rather than to refuse you. We need you, Lord. Your ways are so much better than our ways. And your desires for us to have your best, to have life, to have it more abundantly, to have it to the fullest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to our hearts today. Your word never returns void. And we praise you for that. We honor you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you made any kind of decision today, check it on the back of your connection point or write it down. We just want to pray with you. If you made a decision online, watching us on live stream, send us an email. Let us know your decision so we can pray for you. Ushers, if you'll come now and receive our tithes and offerings. And as the worship team leads us in this next song, this altar is always open. From the time the doors open in the morning until they close after service. So if God speaks to your heart, you just move. You just move.